From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and his colleagues will focus on crafting a single Senate health care overhaul bill now that all the committees involved have approved proposals. In the House, lawmakers continue to work on putting together a version of their bill. President Obama is pushing Congress to pass a reconciled bill before the end of the year. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Lawmakers in the House have been trying to craft a bill out of three committee draft proposals. They're not done yet, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced they'll be folding in a provision allowing adults under the age of 27 to stay on their parents' health insurance plans. Freshman Pennsylvania Democrat Kathy Dalkemper was the bill's original sponsor. Dalkemper says some 30% of young adults do not have coverage, and this measure would contribute to health reform.
It keeps their medical bills off the taxpayers' burden. And it can even help drive down health insurance premiums by adding a large number of low-risk individuals to the health insurance pool.
Both the Senate and House have to merge their committee bills before they head into floor debate for a vote. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Commerce Department says retail sales were down 1.5% in September from August. But economist Peter Morici of the University of Maryland says that the government's Cash for Clunkers car trade-in program artificially inflated sales for August. And he says that if that's discounted, retail sales actually improved in September.
That's very good news. It indicates the economy continues its gradual recovery.
Morici says it suggests some improvement in the overall consumer segment as the holiday shopping season approaches. A powerful storm has hit California, forcing evacuations near the Santa Cruz Mountains south of San Francisco. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says thousands of Southern California residents are watching the hillsides above them.
There have been several major fires over the past few months, stripping hills and mountains of the vegetation that holds soil in place. The fire above Santa Cruz is long out, but 6 inches of rain has fallen so far on those mountains. The threat of mudslides was enough to tell residents of 60 homes to get out while there is time. In Southern California, the recent station fire burned 250 square miles of forest. There are thousands of homes built into canyons that now lie below slopes covered in ash. Geologists have warned residents in some of these canyons that their streets could give way if enough rain falls. All this prompted city crews and residents alike to prop up sandbags and lay down concrete barriers to divert as much as possible. Now, it's a matter of waiting to see how much rain the storm dumps. It's forecast to continue throughout the day. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 85 points at 99.56. The NASDAQ Composite up 19 at 21.59. The S&P 500 up 10. This is NPR News. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says he will commit several hundred more troops to Afghanistan, bringing Britain's total to 9,500 if other countries shoulder their share of the burden. Brown also says Afghanistan's government will have to demonstrate commitment to the war effort. President Obama and his top aides are in the process of determining the U.S. strategy for Afghanistan. Ford Motor Company has added 4.5 million vehicles to a voluntary recall over defective switches that can create the conditions for fires. This is Ford's largest cumulative recall involving a single problem. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
More than 14 million vehicles are now part of the recall for faulty cruise control deactivation switches that can cause fires even when the ignition is turned off. Ford spokesman Wes Sherwood says the average age of the recalled vehicles is 10 years.
We absolutely want customers who have these older vehicles to work with us to have repairs done, but we also want new customers out there to understand that Ford has made huge quality gains in recent years.
Sherwood says owners of recalled vehicles should park them outside the garage until repairs are done. Ford will begin sending notifications to customers once their dealer has replacement parts, starting in late October. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
The Philadelphia Phillies, the defending World Series champs, are on their way west for tomorrow's opener of the National League Championship Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. The New York Yankees host Game 1 of the American League Championship on Friday against the Los Angeles Angels. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.